Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
10 o'clock hour in the nation's capital. Overtime. DOC on the microphone, heavy metal. Getting it done, man. Sergeant at Arms, we appreciate the fact that you have allowed us in your car, in your homes. My boy Awad, who is usually mans this shift. I mean, he's a dominant force. I got to believe he is following the Hokies. Unfortunately, they were on the lopsided of the 24-10 defeat to Minnesota, the Duke's Mayo Bowl last night. The Hokies now can crank it back up and get loaded for the 2025 campaign. And Brother Sanders, we promised you him, and we're working on that. So we have Slick, member of the Fame, member of the Posse, and Gary and James Arthur Monk, you three dudes. Hey, man, you doing football season. Rick, yeah. Does it bring back memories about you three wild dudes, man, and what you guys were able to do during this time of the year with the Posse?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think about it a lot, man. You know, being on a team with players like that, you know, talented Art Monk, Gary Clark, and then myself, it was fun. You know, it was fun going to work every day, being with each other, you know, and just giving the fans the best that we had.
I feel that vibe now again. I love when Doug Williams and you and Gary him around, and Gary always says you were his favorite, and that little banter goes by, and Doug was throwing dimes. I feel that energy is back.
Yeah.
Do you sense that now? Can you tell that there's a difference now back here in the DMV?
Yeah, man. You know, with the new quarterback, you know, and Terry playing well, the fans are engaged. They loving the way they plan. You know, it's really electrifying right now down there. You know, and then I wished I was down. I wish I was with you guys. You know, today. I guess you'll play today or is it tomorrow?
Play tomorrow, yeah. Cowboys, maybe it's Dallas.
Yeah,
they're coming down your parts. Yeah,
I know it. Yeah. Down here.
Yeah, and Dallas week. And I was sharing this with Metal. And I like to hear it because they hear it from me and they think, well, you know, too many hits to the head. Explain what Dallas, now you from that area. What does Dallas week mean to you?
Oh, man, it's a special week, man, because the legacy and all the, you know, going back to the end of the Thanksgiving games, you know, it was a great time, man. It was a love-hate relationship, you know, because I'm from Texas and grew up as a Cowboy fan, but when I played with the Washington Redskins, it was like battle time. I'm not giving them any slack. So
yeah, I always thought.
But then one of the things,
Texas,
man, with the Dallas week, man, that you know, with the Dallas week, the fans, man, they would come out for it. I mean, they closed the city down a week before and then get to start partying on it.
Yeah, I tried to explain to Metal about we've seen fandom, we've seen fans, we have programs in this town that have won championships. You know, Terps, Hoyas, GW, AU, people have won championships, Catholic. We have people here that have won, and you've been here long enough and experienced a lot of it. But I haven't seen anything that strikes and puts this community together like when both teams are headed towards a goal.
Right.
And that
right.
is when Dallas and Washington, when it's King Kong Godzilla. That right. is nothing like I've ever experienced.
Nah, man. It, I mean, you know, going up against the other NFC East teams is nothing, you know, compared to the Dallas and that Washington battle. I mean, it's like going to war, and it's a full 60 minutes of war.
Yeah, it is really, it's just amazing what the feeling is like. And Metal, have you been at one of these class, a Washington-Dallas game live, Metal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to a bunch back when I was a kid.
In the day, okay. Yeah. So you felt
yep.
it. Yeah, Metal, I mean, Slick, you'd love Metal, man. And he's a soldier. Oh my
All
God!
Right.
Yeah,
I wondered did he get to experience any of the stands when it was hopping.
So I did. So that's kind of over where the baseball part, like where the stands like recline when they turn it into a baseball field. Now I saw it because I sat up in the nosebleeds up kind of by the press box that was like way up there. I was one section over from that. But I'll tell you the one that always stuck out to me. Was that Atlanta playoff game where everybody threw the seat cushions, and my parents were like, don't throw your seat cushions, we're keeping those, and us kids all threw them. We were like, no, we're throwing them, we're doing it too.
That was an exciting game there.
That's just a sporting moment growing up. Like, you just can't capture something like that again. It's you know, it's a once in a, you know, you just got to be there when it happens, and just, I'll never forget the way that stadium felt that day. That was awesome.
I don't know if anybody's done anything like that.
Nowhere close.
At a sporting event. I'll never forget it either. I was first time on the mic doing a post game show at a station, and I just couldn't believe it. I remember Dion and their coach, the long leather jackets, and
yeah,
you know, they had that little swagger.
Hammer was on the sideline for the Falcons. I remember that.
Yeah.
What was the coach? Was it Glanville?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Jerry Glanville, because he had that Wyatt Earp leather jacket on. It was almost they had Dion, wherever Prime is, there's always been some swag, and he was a beast. And that's what made it way. It seemed like we're talking about the 40s and 50s, but it wasn't black and white. It was in color. Mm-hmm. But that was the first game I remember swag.
Kind of
ruled it, and Atlanta came in here and got that tail tapped.
Yeah.
And when them seat cushions went out, it just, you don't see that anywhere else. I've never seen that before. And it's just another indication about this fan base, man. And a lot of those people right now, their kids are now supporting the team, but they haven't seen what the parents saw.
No,
that's the difference.
No.
We've had a hell of a gap.
Oh, man, I mean, it's been a while, you know, but like you're saying, right now the city is really excited, and I'm excited about about them winning now.
You watch any college games? I know you've been on the road rolling that rig, but I was wondering if you've been able to check out anything that crossed your mind, crossed your eyeballs.
Yeah, I saw that Georgia Notre Dame game. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to send my prayers and thoughts out to the people down there in New Orleans, you know, with all that craziness that's going on. And it's sad.
Yeah, that, you know, that is, it could happen at any time. Hundreds of events.
Yeah.
Hundreds. And the response teams, man, what a job.
They did a great job.
As a player, can you imagine if they delayed the Super Bowl a day?
Oh, man, that would throw you off.
Yeah, it's got to be. Those kids on both sides, that was remarkable.
The way they came out.
You're trying to peak. You know how you eat. Everything you do, you do it with a reason.
Yeah.
Man, I just thought, I don't know if we'll ever, I hope that somebody does a documentary on this or some way to give us blow insight on that. Because you know how routine freaks we are.
Yep. Everything was like boom, 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 boom. And,
yeah.
You know, like now with me, trying to get back on a routine of, you know, getting out walking and doing some things. But now that I've been driving for a while, and it wears the body down.
Yeah, it does. We miss routine. We bitch about it while we're doing it.
Right.
At the end, you beg somebody to just monitor you, and then you miss the brotherhood because you don't have Gary and somebody say, hey, man, let's go do this. You're not, because every time G went out and made a move, you went out and made a move. You guys competed against and each other. That's what made one-on-one such a treated practice.
Yeah.
Because and Daryl, Vernon, all you guys, that's what made it such a treat. Just watching it for everybody.
And then the fun thing about those one-on-ones, you know, Doug, man, he had some of the prettiest balls, man. We always had competition between, you know, Daryl Green and myself. And every time, boy, Doug would throw that ball out there and it just barely passed Daryl's fingers. And I can't just like, that Doug, he's incredible.
Yeah, man. Fresh was, and hopefully he will get the ultimate honor because
I know it.
This dude did, just the football side of it alone is amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but what he had to deal with, and the football, we cannot let that go unnoticed and not talk about it just because we're uncomfortable with it.
Right,
and that's why it's never dealt with, because people are uncomfortable and they don't want to disclose how nasty they were.
I
saw stuff happen in Tampa, has never been discussed.
Y'all really?
At the level in which it should be discussed. And he'll never say it. He'll never say it. But that's the part, to me, that's gutless of this league.
And
they don't want to deal with it. But if this dude doesn't get the ultimate honor based on what he endured and then how he produced and then how he'd been put aside and then they tried to stuff him away because of their insecurities.
It's amazing the way they treat him. You know, it's like, you know, the first black quarterback to do something like that. And then the records that he had, and I don't know his full story down in Tampa, you know, but.
Oh, I do.
He had to go through.
I do.
You know.
It's not just Tampa.
Oh, no.
But it's the country. It's the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a state of mind.
Right.
But what we have to do is acknowledge it and acknowledge those that endured it. Not let's act like it didn't happen.
Right.
Because it did.
That's
all I'm saying. Just don't act like, because if it was your son or daughter or whomever, you would damn sure want to make sure that was brought out. And so that's what, and you know what? It will be because we're discussing it.
Right.
As long as it's not suppressed and swept under a rug, then it all works out. Slick, man, get the First Lady a hug, man. Appreciate you dropping. I tell you what, teaching and preaching canine style.
All right. Hey, tell your wife I said hi.
We'll do that.
Hey,
man, get you some sleep, man. You know, Metal driving a rig. Next time you come in town, I want you to introduce you to Chris. Because I'd love to see him drive a rig like you drive.
I'd try. That sounds fun.
Oh, I don't. I just drive a regular pickup truck. I don't drive a big rig.
He's being modest, Mel. He's doing 16 mil.
It feels like a rig the way I be driving.
Appreciate you, man. Nothing but love for you. One of the original members of the posse.
All right,
Ricky
love,
Sanders.
You see OG, man. Tell him, give me a holler.
Hey, man, CG, you got to get an appointment to CG, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't just CG anymore. He's by appointment only, but I will try.
You got to have
nothing but love for you, man.
You got to have a week advance to get in touch with him.
Exactly. No, he's kind of a big thing. Yeah. Gary Clark, kind of a big thing.
Hey, y'all have a blessed.
To that, we go to break. Let's light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Just got word that the doctor is out of surgery and says he'll join us at the 11 o'clock top of the hour with Brother Holder. So stay with us.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.10:22 in the nation's capital. Doc Walker on the microphone, heavy metal, pushing all the right buttons. And, man, I couldn't just so proud of two former world champions, Vernon Dean and Ricky Sanders. And you can just hear in their voice, man, when you get the pleasure and honor of playing here, it's the fan base, man, that keeps you going. And you understand who you represent, and you can just hear it in their voices, man. It's that time of the year. And I'm just so proud of this group and the fact that they're in the hunt. And it looks like the foundation now we know is solid. And this is this is not a trick or treat. This is fantastic. Patience, man, we love y'all. K9 at the top of the line. Toothpick, 2025. What up?
What up? Happy New Year, Doc.
You know it is.
Yes, sir. Look, Doc, I wanted to hit a couple of things, right, Doc? First off, Ricky and Vernon Dean, two of the best, as Coach would say. And then secondly, we talk about Jaden Daniels real quick, right?
Yep.
I don't know who did it or where it started from, but all of a sudden you see they just calling him the kid, right? The last person I remember with that, they call him the kid, played baseball out in Seattle, wore his hat back. We know where he wound up at.
Mm-hmm.
First ballot, Hall of Famer, all that good stuff. Yeah, King Griffey Jr., that's what I'm talking about. So sometimes it's not the name that people give you, or not the name that you give yourself, but the name that people give you and dub it to you.
No question.
And we think it way ahead here, right? But my question was always, who gave him that name? And I see what it's attached to, and we realize that he is special. Man, I just hope the kid keeps grinding, doing what he do, because like they say, the league's going to adjust to you. It's can you adjust to what they doing next? And his work ethic says that he can. And I can't wait to see what he does in these playoffs, because he's going to shock some more people in the playoffs, ones that haven't seen him yet, that don't know what he brings. So I'm excited. Now, Dallas Week is here. I'm going to be at the game tomorrow. You know, me and somebody else wearing some Chiefs gear. But we'll talk about her later, Doc. But let's get in this season.
We talk about her now because she runs the place. And the Chiefs don't take a back seat. All right? So the First Lady, we're proud of her. She's tolerating you, which I don't know why, but I'm glad she is. So, because we do love you as well. But let's not make no mistake about it. She's a champion.
She is. 15-1. Hey, she say they 15-1, they get to relax and watch everybody else sweat their way into the playoffs. That's what she's been yelling here lately. But I told her we're gonna fly this flag high tomorrow. It's gonna be burgundy and gold, not red and yellow. So,
that's a good thing. We appreciate you, man. Loyalty and First String Podcast, Toothpick, our guy, man. It's all about burgundy and gold, and let's go get a W, man, and just roll into the playoffs full steam ahead. Thank you. Appreciate you. Going to the District of Columbia. Deacon, welcome to Overtime.
All right. All right, baby. What's going on, D.O.C.?
You know what time it is.
Baby. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, baby. What we doing tomorrow?
Going after, brother. Like I said, man. Going after like it's game one of the season.
I want us to be like the pit bull on a piece of a pork chop bone with just one little piece of meat, and all the dogs got to eat. Yeah, I mean, one game. We ain't talking about playoffs yet. Let's do this one game. You understand what I'm saying? You talk canine. Well, this is what a canine does. He takes everything that's in front of him and takes it out. And that's what we got to do tomorrow in Jura's world, baby.
I love your attitude, man. Your attitude is infectious. It really is. And we're not trying to be vile or disrespectful. This is just what's got to happen.
It's got to happen.
If not, either we the victim or we are the perpetrator. We going at this is, and you know what? They expect it. What they did to us in Northwest. It's payback.
Yes, sir.
Yes, payback.
Oh, listen. Listen, we've been implicated. So now tomorrow when we do the perp walk, after we do the perp walk, we've got to act like what we've been told that we are. We are commanders, and we take what we don't. We ask you, don't give us no call, ref. We taking what we want. We going in the refrigerator. We smacking her on the backside, looking back at the man and saying, "Yeah, I want that too." That's what's happening tomorrow in Jera's world.
Deacon, I'm gonna tape this, man. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna wake up to this tomorrow. I love that, man. Don't change a thing about you, Deacon. Hail to the W. Let's go to New Jersey, Mitchell.
Hey, Doc. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, man. I'm good, cool. Man. Just getting up to the break before Metal starts screaming at me. What's on your mind?
I don't want you to be screaming at us. I mean, come on. I don't want the other guy getting in trouble. You know, you're a big athletic guy.
6'9".
Just rest up.
360.
Just rest up players. Mm-hmm. It's like the last day of school. It's the last day. What difference if we win today, this Sunday, and then we lose next week? I'm hoping that matchup against the Rams will be great. That would be an awesome playoff game. These playoff games in NFC are looking really good. So especially versus that quarterback. And I want to see Chris Rodriguez get a lot of carries because I think he could be a starter.
Well, like I said, that's up to the staff. Whatever they decide, I'll hang with it. And we'll go from there.
Thanks, Frank Mitchell.
Happy New Year to you, man. Happy New Year. Good luck with the kids. That is Mitchell from New Jersey. He's a regular. We love that, man. Shout out to K-9s. We go to break. We come back. And we just keep lighting it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Always free on the Odyssey app. AWOD, shout out to the Army. And we just keep rocking and rolling. Back in a moment. Man, it was a kick in the gut. You know, overtime. I like kind of like overtime. The shootout, hated it. But 3-on-3 hockey, I love that. I mean, that's really exciting.
I hate seeing them up in the third period and coming out with a loss. I don't care if it's overtime or not. That's still just
The overtime, that's different. I mean, when you get to that, I mean, and the penalty shot, that's different. We losing, I'm just not used to, and I love the fact that they've elevated the bar. Love the chase, the quest, the grade eight. But it's just a great club, and they're physical. Everything that I want out of the NFL that is changing in a way, I understand safety and all that, but the NHL. Man, on ice. I still can't get over it. I still don't even know how it's done. But to not appreciate that level of skill, and I mean, some of the saves, I don't even know how it's possible. But if you don't get involved and check it out, I just think it's very difficult to consider yourself a sports fanatic. And even if you're not a fanatic, if you just like violence, and I think the canine community understands where I'm coming from, you just got to love it. Now, and I'm telling you what, it is just, and that's why I was kind of a little bit down in the dumps. I got so used to them winning most of the time. And got to give some respect for the opponent. I mean, that was a, I want to say, evenly matched game that I've seen. So, but I just didn't like the fact that we didn't win. And so, kind of a hangover from that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Hoyas, congratulations. Good getting it done. I mean, it's like a vampire, you know, with lack of blood. I have to win. I need my teams, I want to see us win. And we're getting in that right direction. I know it's early in hoops, but it's never too soon to be good at something and to develop some skills on that. So with that being said, Metal, you weren't at the rink, were you?
What, for the hockey game?
Yeah.
No. But I did watch it on TV. I did catch it.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah,
and like I said, that third period was very frustrating. I hate when they're up and then they just give away.
Every time we score, you couldn't even get in the celebration. They just score. We'd give it up.
I forget who it was. Somebody had a goal and then they called it back. We would have put the Caps up 4-2. They called it back and then like 10 seconds later, the Wild scored.
Brutus. Yeah.
And then the Wild scored to tie it, and then we went to overtime and lost.
At the top of the net, I've got to get Beninati.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand it either. They didn't explain it very well on the broadcast on Monumental.
Well, I mean, Koken, my man, is an all-world sideline, on the ice reporter. But I just didn't, my ignorance was like, wait a minute, hold, did it go in or not? Well, something about the top, what do you mean?
Well, that's the
Tom
thing,
Wilson,
too.
The dude to be that physical of a freak, and then to have stick skills like that,
I
thought, wow. And then that was disappointing. But nevertheless, I won't be a sore loser.
Well, I think the Wild scored so quick, it was kind of forgotten just real quick. Before they really explained it properly, I was like, oh, wait, what happened? Oh. And then I was like, oh, the Wild just tied it. Great. Like, that's the opposite of what I wanted to happen.
You know what I'll do? We'll get the Rooster. I'll get a Rooster breakdown on Tuesday. But also, the Rooster and Essek just dropped a wrestling podcast.
I saw that.
Yeah, man. Job well done. I mean, you know, come on. And this time we don't have to bust his chops because it won't be a New York-based deal. I mean, it's wrestling all the way across the board. And we have to bust his chops on that. But it's really good. And I urge you to check him out. And we'll put some stuff back out on it. Jack, in the District of Columbia, thank you for being patient.
I'm very excited to talk to you today because it's Dallas Week, and I think the public needs to understand the history of Dallas Week in this city. At one time, it was Kilmer throwing to Taylor, then it was Theismann throwing to Walker, and now we have Daniels throwing to McLaurin. It's no different. So the fans need to get out there. They need to be wearing the burgundy and gold. They need to be celebrating the fact that once again, we are a relevant team, and we get the chance to close it out for our 12th win against the Dallas Cowboys. Can you talk a little bit about what that feeling gives you to have a good team and to recognize that this is Dallas Week with a chance to win our 12th game?
Well, in our era, I hope he was throwing to James Arthur Monk so we could win the game.
Right.
It's the fan involvement. I would always tell my teammates, the Bruins and on the West Coast, I say, man, you guys won't believe this. This is a collegiate atmosphere in a pro town. Because when I try to explain this to people now, they're confused. What are you talking about? Not only was D.C. had banners, so did Northern Virginia and Maryland, Silver Spring. Every one of these little... See, the DMV, some people are into it, some people are not. They just don't get it. It's the single thing that unites everybody in this politically divided town or area. The one thing that splits the aisle, engages all of us, was burgundy and gold. And to have the collegiate atmosphere, football, it's just amazing. And back in the Stone Ages when we went to malls, you would just know that on a day off if you were victorious, it was no better place to be. And if you didn't win, you never stepped foot in it. So that's the thing about it. And I mean going way out to like Middleburg back in the Stone Ages was like going to Pennsylvania. Now, to me, you got to understand where everything is shrunk. Now it's closer, but back in the day, man, and there would be banners. It sounds ridiculous when I say things like this now, but that's been 40-some years ago. And so now that's why I say these young people, they're the product of their kids. And their kids have done a fantastic job, the parents have, of instilling this without the kids seeing the product. As much as I bust their chops, Lowell and all those guys, I love their passion. They've been in the dark, and yet they see light.
You think there's a chance now with Daniels, with the ownership group, with McLaurin, that they can recapture that spirit?
Yes.
That once where people are walking around in burgundy and gold.
Yes, it's already happening. We're in phase one right now. You're in phase one. And that's the part about it. Had we beaten Dallas here, it would have been accelerated 20% already. People don't realize how big a thing that is. Whether it's on the scoreboard, on the standings or not, that's irrelevant. It's because so many of those people are here, and it's their only sense of recognition. Imagine this. Okay, you want to stand out. All you got to do in this town is put that credit rating score on your hat and go out, and you instantly recognize. It's like putting a neon light on your back. It's magic in this town.
It is.
I guarantee you go down to Dallas and put on a Commander's hat, you won't get no attention. But here, right, you put that IQ score on your head and walk out, people lose their minds. So I understand why they're doing it. A lot of them are, it's that I need to be, it's social media before social media was even discovered.
I think there's the chance that we could have that impact again. I agree with you that this is just the start of it, but I really do believe with this new regime and with this new quarterback, and I think a lot of it revolves around the quarterback, people can start to pay attention again, and that if we win tomorrow, you will see people in burgundy and gold again on a Monday, which is the spirit feel like we've lost over the years.
You're right. You're right. And you're right, but it's got to be against them. It sounds crazy, but you're right. The key to opening this thing up and just taking the top off of it like a champagne bottle on New Year's Eve is you must beat Dallas. That's
right.
Important. Andrew, awesome, man. Appreciate the phone call. Canine potential, really canine potential. Make sure Heavy Metal, we get an application out to this guy. We can use him. I absolutely love that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. So let's go to Andrew at Manassas. I thought we were in the District of Columbia with Jack. Let's go to Andrew.
Hey, Doc. How you doing? Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, man. It's Happy New Year. You going to help us out about the ice?
Yes, sir. First of all, I really appreciate y'all giving some light on hockey, man. It's such a great sport and entertaining. And as far as the non-goal, so if you hit the puck or tip the puck and your stick is above the crossbar on the goal, they consider that non-goal. It's high stick or whatever. I thought the stick was at the crossbar, but that's why they called it a non-goal. Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, I saw it. I didn't really understand. I didn't think his stick was that high, but my insider is Al Koch, and he's working the Rooster. He was emceeing another banquet, so I was kind of left out on my own, so I figured I'd throw it out to the canine community and see what it came up, and you saved the bell.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate the love for hockey. Appreciate that.
Hey, Andrew, how can you not? We keep talking about we want a winner, right?
Yes, sir.
That's all we talk about. That's all I talk about. Then why in the hell would you have one here? They've done everything we always talk about. They've won it all. They're physical. They're fast. They're talented. They play their butts off. They got a great management. Carberry, if you listen to him with the Junkies, I mean, what do you not like about him? What do they not do that meets your fancy?
Exactly. They're on top right now, so it's exactly. Great they're getting some love.
Yeah. Now, if they sucked, we'd be talking, well, you know. No, they don't. And they're not going to suck for a while. Why? Farm system, baby. The Hershey Bears. They are developing talent. And Coach was there. He's the originator. So that's the one I'm talking about. You know, be who you say you want to be. And that is a champion. They're building it. They're on the way to it. And I'm excited about it. I really am because, I mean, Tom Wilson, how can you not like it? I just don't get it. But then again, I'm still learning again. And once the celebrity gets back in town, is the Rooster scheduled to be in town this week?
I have no idea. I do not keep up with his schedule.
I know it. It's unbelievable. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Man, we got so much college that went down. I don't know if you call it a surprise. Buckeyes dominance. The Longhorns, they just... I don't want to say I was disappointed because that would make ASU be disrespectful. ASU balled out. But Texas, what's your excuse? They have everything that you would want. But yet there's always a but. Yeah, so think about that. We'll take a break. We'll come back top of the hour. Dr. Holder joined us. We're going to put his feet to the fire right here on Overtime. Welcome back. Overtime. DOC, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. And the lines have been hot. This is going to be a very interesting one. I'm intrigued because my man Mike is in Big D in Dallas. I hope you're not wearing burgundy and gold, Mike.
Oh, absolutely, Doc. I wear burgundy and gold any chance I get. I love the team, a lifelong fan. First of all, it is an honor to speak with you. Being a lifelong fan and having been down here in enemy territory for the last 7 years, it was pretty tough being in
the
How
do you deal with it? Have you gotten used to the air? It always smells like cow manure to me. That's why I can't deal with it.
No, can't get used to it. Can't wait to come back home. But I just want to let you know, I did hear you say that people down here don't recognize burgundy and gold.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Hat on Sundays, it is, we are so excited for you. We're excited for JD5, and it brings me and gets my juices flowing. So I can't wait for tomorrow.
Now, how are you received when they see? Do they double take? Do they mock you? Do they say anything? Or do they even notice you?
They notice me. First, some will say, do you know where you are? Some will say, hey, I'm excited for you. I can't believe our team. We suck. So, yeah, they received me pretty well.
Okay. Well, that's good stuff, man. Well, Mike, take care of yourself. Again, it's a beautiful area. Love the stadium. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I just can't get over the stench. It smells like cow manure, and I just don't know how. I guess you get used to it if you live down there, but I don't. I just couldn't do it. I
can't get used to the stench either. It hurtles me every time I see a saw.
Absolutely. And, all right, my brother. Be safe, man. Hail to the W.
Thank you, Doc. Hail to the W. I'd love to be in the K-9 crew at some time.
Hey, man, we're good. We're taking applications. We love that, man. Hit me up on X. We'd love
Thank
to have you.
You. I appreciate
that. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have a very high IQ, but you got to have a big heart. and it's all about winning. We go straight line. We want to have a parade in the District of Columbia. Taking a break. We come back, top of the hour. Dr. Holder.